Sure.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Let's go, because this one is a pet edition, and people get up, kids and pets. Send us all over the edge, and you know it.
I feel the fire already. And
you
I don't
know.
And I'm not the guy to get triggered by pets.
Mm-hmm.
But it happens.
Absolutely. Well, Kelly wrote into the show and she wants to know if she's a jerk for telling her sister she has to get rid of her support animal.
Hmm?
Hear her out.
Oh, okay.
She's telling her sister she has to get rid of the support dog. She said, Allie and DZ, my sister's been living with me for the past year after going through some very difficult personal things. I've been trying my best to support her, and she hasn't been working, but she hasn't been contributing financially either. I can manage everything on my own and have a good income. I'm just helping her until she gets back on her feet.
Yep.
A few months ago, she begged me to get a pet, saying it would help her emotionally as a support animal.
Hmm.
So after considering it, we decided on a small dog, which we got last month. I didn't want any damage to the house or mess, and she promised to train the dog and handle all the care and cleaning. And initially, she did well. However, she soon decided it was cruel to crate the dog at night. So she started letting it roam freely, and now it jumps on the couch and the tables and pees everywhere.
Mm.
I told her that unless the dog's potty trained, she can't keep it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd give it to our cousin, and my sister started crying, saying I can't take it away after getting attached. It breaks my heart seeing her this upset, but I feel like it's the only solution for now. She does mention they're both in their 20s here, if you want context for how
Thank
old
you.
They are.
Thank you. Okay.
And she said, am I the jerk for telling her the support animal has to go? Kelly. So she let her sister live with her, get a support animal while she's going through something and not working, and now she's not taking care of it. And she's like, the support animal's got to go.
Yeah.
She's got, we got to get rid of it. And so now she wants to know if she's the jerk.
I mean, family's already not encroaching, but mm-hmm. you're allowing them to be in your space. You're helping them get on their feet. And by helping, you're taking care of them.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Right? Like, I know siblings, whatever, but you're being the parent in the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Can we get a dog? Can we get a pet? Please, please,
oh my
please,
gosh.
Please, please.
She is the parent.
And sis went, fine, but you've got to take care of them.
Yep.
This isn't my responsibility. And now it's the house's dog, not the sister's dog.
The sister didn't take care of him.
The sister didn't take care of him.
Because she's not emotionally in a good spot. So
right.
She can't even take care of herself, which is the irony in all of this, that she wants the support animal, but the support animal is not helping. And you know I am team pet.
Yes, 100%. We both are team pets.
I would never be like, get rid of a pet. But I'm like, what do you do?
Yeah, well, what gets questionable and almost a little conflicting for me is the fact that she says it's an emotional support animal. Is this a certified emotional support animal, or did you just get a pet to make you happy? There's a difference. And even further, there's a
difference.
To
bring you joy. It's like when people have kids to bring them joy, and they realize it's not so fun.
Kind of?
Trust me. You've seen the happy pregnancy phases with these women before they pop one out.
Before the 9 months in, and you go, I need this baby.
And then little Sammy pops out.
And
he's a runner. He's a track star.
It's amazing, but it is the most challenging thing
amazing.
You will do. It's not a breeze.
It's not easy.
And having a pet
is
not
thing.
A breeze.
It's the same thing. It's a responsibility.
You
yeah.
just think you're going to look cute on these walks with this dog, and it's not the case. You got to pick up the poop too, Ma. Are you feeling me? She didn't realize all the things that were going in. I'm sorry to say, but I don't think this is a genuine emotional support animal. And if this triggers somebody, so be it.
Because
there's a difference. There's a major difference. And it's not even a service animal. Because that's another level.
Right.
This isn't a service animal by any means.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think this is an emotional support animal. This is just a pocket dog.
She just got a dog and called it a support animal.
You got baby poodle and think you're going to be happy, and it's not changing anything mm-hmm. about you because you're not being proactive and changing yourself. I'm leaning towards not the jerk.
Not the jerk for making her get rid of the support animal.
You're being supportive.
I'm not far off with you. I got to tell you, somebody texted in and said, not the jerk. If you can't take care of yourself, you shouldn't be responsible for a pet. Oh.
But you already allowed her to get the pet. How are you going to then detrimentally affect her by going, you're not stable enough to take care of this pet. You got to get rid of it. That's where I go, that's a little jerky. You should have known she wasn't ready for that animal because she's living with you and mooching off
and
you.
And you're thinking it's going to make her emotionally better, and
so
it didn't.
Is it a little jerky? It's a punishment. You're getting punished because you can't take care of the dog. Yeah. No, the punishment should be taking care of the dog better.
You're right, actually. Somebody said, I'm in property management and 90% of ESAs are not certified, LOL, like support animals.
Emotional support animal, ESA.
Oh, I've seen a few sometimes, and you can't tell by looking at someone. You don't know if they need it or not.
I could buy an ESA vest on Amazon and put it on either one of my pets, any one of my pets. I'll put it on the three-legged cat, too.
For sure.
Now I could bring them into Target. Come on, man. I'm not trying to sound...
Oh, somebody called her a jerk on the text. They said because she should have done her research before she agreed to get the dog. Oh!
Ding. I do say that. Ding, ding, ding. I'm actually in the middle. Oh, Lord.
See, here we go again. 414-533-1037. We're going to take your calls and texts. That number works for both, by the way. Is Kelly the jerk for telling her sister she has to get rid of the support animal she got? We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7
Kiss FM. I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Kelly wants to know if she's a jerk for telling her sister she doesn't need the support animal she got.
Dog, this is questionable at best.
Should we start with Betty or Chase?
You know what? Let's get Chase.
Chase is on the case in Racine.
You beat me to it. Dang it.
Chase is the cutest. Hi, Chase.
What's up, youngin?
Hi, Allie.
You're day three now of calling
day three.
In?
Yep.
Day three.
The first kid to ever get a theme song, and normally I cut kids off, but what the hell? You're cute, Chase.
I mean, is it the first kid to get a theme song?
Yes, if he gets it.
Oh, if
he's only
gets
on day
it.
Three. Chase, what do you think? Is she the jerk for telling her sister she doesn't need the support animal?
No, she's not the jerk.
Oh, would you care to explain, Mr. Chase?
Because if she's going to want the dog and then not take care of it and just leave it on the dog to take care of herself and the sister, that's her fault. And the sister wants to get rid of it, that's the other girl's fault.
Okay.
Okay, so not the jerk for telling her she doesn't need the animal. We have no problem telling her the dog's got to go.
Right. It'd be one thing. Yeah. It'd be one thing if she was taking care of the dog and the sister was like, no, the dog's got to go. Mm-hmm. Then it's like, why? There's no reason.
But if it was like an actual emotional support dog like that she actually needed, then she'd be the jerk. But it's really not.
Ooh, okay. Chase.
Chase, love it. Well said. Thank you for calling today.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, so that's one not the jerk. Betty's in Waukesha. We'll go to Betty next. Hi, Betty.
Morning, Betty.
Good morning.
Oh, you're going to follow Chase? How are you going to do with this one?
He is the cutest, but I'm going to agree with Chase.
Okay.
I'm going to say not the jerk.
Two for two.
Now, I know that's probably not popular with a lot of people.
I'm surprised how many of you are actually saying not the jerk to get rid of, if you want to get rid of an animal. I thought people were going to go hard on this one and go the other way, honestly.
Especially being an ESA, emotional support animal.
And everyone's like, screw it, get rid of the dog. I'm like shocked. I'm okay.
I'm going to actually touch on that.
Okay.
Does she have a letter from her therapist saying this is an emotional support animal?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
Probably not. Doesn't sound like it.
Yeah, I have a lot of pets, and a pet is a commitment. But you are committing to that pet to take care of it, and she's not.
I hear that.
So strike one for that. Mm-hmm. The sister did not commit to this pet, and it's the sister's health.
True. Strike two.
Mm-hmm. Strike two. Right. So if she were taking care of the pet and her sister wanted her to get rid of it, that would be another story.
But that's not the story here at all.
So not the jerk.
That is not the case. Not the jerk.
Three strikes. She ain't even got the letter that we know of.
Exactly.
Correct.
Exactly. From the sound of it, it doesn't sound like it. I say not the jerk.
All right.
And you know what sucks is the dog's the one suffering in all this.
Right? The poor dog.
Poor dog, man.
Exactly.
Right. Thank you, Betty. Have a great day.
Yep. You too.
Bye.
Last but not least, Keo's in Greendale. Keo, good morning.
Good morning.
You going to make it a clean sweep today?
Did you bring a broom by chance?
I think I am. I'm going to go with not the jerk.
You guys hate pets. I knew it. You all hate dogs. What's wrong with you?
Oh, animal lovers. Look at us now.
Look at us now.
I actually
rid of the dog.
Am an animal lover, but the only thing is the only part I'm iffy about is why would you even let her get the dog when she's not even working? So in reality, who's taking care of it?
Well, she's not working and she's going to take care of it because she's got all this time and she needs support and she's not alone.
Who's buying the food? Who's footing the vet bills?
I don't know. call me harsh, but if you're not even working, what are you struggling? What are your emotional struggles?
You know what somebody texted
in? I don't know.
They said, Allie, you have to do for an ESA, what you have to do is pay $300 online and talk to a therapist over the phone for 2 minutes, and your dog is an emotional support animal. Is that right?
I mean, I don't know. Mine aren't.
Come on.
Mine stay at home.
That's the thing. I don't want them out. They're more of a pain when I take them out.
Now I got to bring poop bags for everybody?
I know Bella passed away last year, but like even taking a dog somewhere is more work, you guys.
And like you said, the dog is the one that's going to have to be going through all this. Yeah. So well, it's that for the dog.
And that's why Anna in Milwaukee texted in and said, both the jerk, the poor dog.
I know. That's honestly how I'm feeling. I feel like they're both the jerk.
Well, maybe that's the solution today. Both are the jerks.
Both are the jerks. Bet. Noted.
Thank you, Keo.
Both are the jerks, but not the jerk. That's how we're going.
Yes. Appreciate your call, Keo.
I got it, I think.
All right. Have a good day, y'all.
You too. Bye. She said, all right. We don't know, but it sucks. Who's taking the dog? We need to know.
Basically, we ended Am I the Jerk with, we hate all these people.
At this rate, man.
But we like the dog.
The dog is an innocent paw stander.
That was a good one.